Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Local artist and writer Cherie A. Hamilton is bringing her latest project. It's art and literature combined in a story called Knotty Pine and the Dreamtime. It's all happening at the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Your show is going up and opening to the public on Friday, October 5th, and you're invited to the reception from 5 to 7 p.m. She was kind enough to join us here in Radio Gallery and give us some insight into the story behind the paintings that make up this exhibit.
It was inspired by a couple who I met when I was a program director on the Big Island of Hawaii and Volcanoes Art Center, Volcano National Park. And they had written a book called The Night Rainbow. And it was a story about the first Hawaiian that came to the Big Island came from a place called Mu. Maybe you've heard that mystical Mu in Atlantis. And they were Maori, so it was New Zealand. They also believed in the Ohana system, which is a family system of government. They didn't have kings and queens or lords or presidents. They really believed in the family system of government, so that you looked out for one another. But anyway, I was inspired by them, and they gave me permission to utilize any of the stories or ideals of their heritage. So the dream time is relevant to them. They do believe that when you pass and they go into spirit, that spirit is always near you to guide you and help you if you believe and if you call upon that spirit. And so Knotty Pine is taught this by her grandfather, who is in spirit, and teaches her how to travel through the Dreamtime portal to any time that has existed. And so she travels back in time to a village that believes in the spirits of lords and ladies that govern their land, to make a long story short. So anyway.
And then there are illustrations that go along with it.
Yes. This kind of a project is relatively new. Most publishers publish children's books that are illustrated. But I was a bookworm, and I remember when I got to junior high school, there were no more illustrations. I'm still waiting to get published. I mean, that's another full-time job.
Share a little bit about the pieces that are the illustrations.
Well, the dimensions are usually about 20 by 18, kind of a medium-sized canvas, not too large. And the subject begins in Prospect Park in Minneapolis with the Witch's Tower. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Yeah, that's the neighborhood I grew up in. I am drawn to color. That's probably my most inspiring approach to a piece. And of course, composition, and I love balance. The principles and elements of design, I love balance. I love line, shape, color, texture.
What do you hope for people who will see the show and see the work as it's up in Zeitgeist? What do you hope that they take away from your work, seeing your work?
That's a good question. First of all, with the illustrations, I hope they come away with knowing that I try to emphasize multiculturalism. I love the idea that we don't have to have a book just about Europeans or Africans. We can have a multicultural approach to literature, and that's what I'm hoping for, that'll be accepted and understood.
The illustration paintings of Knotty Pine and the Dreamtime by Cherie A. Hamilton are going on display at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe, with an opening reception happening Friday, October 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. More information at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.